Welcome, avid listener. Stories from the Dungeon Dummies. There is death, mystery, challenges, and adventure. Come in, relax, and listen away.
Start off the session by going through in the all of you individually, top to bottom. Introduce yourself.
Teacher, we don't wanna. We don't wanna do the thing where we go around the class and introduce ourselves.
Teacher, we don't wanna.
How do I change my opacity of this thing?
That's a good question. I'd be wondering that and clicking around too, don't worry.
Oh, I can move it around the screen.
Did you?
That's why we use the voice right now.
So, okay.
Luna, go.
Yes, hello?
Okay, alphabetically then, but by character. Hi.
I am as, Luna Kindiper. I'm here for shit talk, for fun. I'm here to make my friends, to practice my English, how you say? No, I'm kidding. But do I tell them about my character, Quantum, or do I just...
Nope, that'll be in-game. Just tell us about you.
Okay, well, damn. Shit, like, what did I put on my Tinder bio? I can't remember. I can't remember. You'll get to know me, don't worry about it. Like, it'll happen naturally. I am the Lunakin Leaper, one and only. Hello, very nice to meet you. If you don't know me, if you do know
nice
me,
nice to meet you.
Yes, if you do know me, I apologize for everything.
Apology accepted.
Oh, good. That's what I like to hear.
To an extent.
Ah, we love some resentment. Adds to the plot.
The plot thickens.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it. Hello. Some people do know me here. I just haven't talked to anybody in years.
I remember your voice now.
Yes! I wonder why. Hi. You can call me Ira. I don't know why I'm here. I'm terrified. I draw. I don't know.
Everyone clap hands.
I am clapping.
No.
Yay!
No.
I got it.
Encore.
No. Don't you dare.
No.
You
thank you.
What?
Internally, that's how I'm feeling. A cat now. I draw.
Say it like a
I
therapy
guess.
Group. I will. I'll say it like a therapy group for you.
So that's it.
Where are you from?
I feel like if I say
Germany.
That you said hello,
okay,
Tim,
okay.
She might feel uncomfortable. She already feels uncomfortable, so. I'll wait.
Well, it's nice meeting you both.
Oh.
I do really dumb shit. I say out-of-pocket shit. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, so if you see me...
Hey. Hi, guys. I'm Blue. I'm 26. I'm addicted to video games, hence why I'm here. Hi.
Hi, and in agreement with that one.
Mm-hmm. Chimsy told me to say it like I'm in a therapy group, so I'm saying it like I'm in a therapy group. You can thank Chimsy for that.
Well played, Chimsy.
I'm not saying that one, Chimsy.
What are you addicted to? We want
apparently
to
Sofa. Who's a friend of ours.
Wow.
I mean, technically.
I feel like he'd like that comment. It's okay. But hi, guys. Me, I'm from the UK.
Okay.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you guys too.
Quantum, whatever you know, you can call me. Daddy.
Johnny.
Johnny boy.
I'll opt for the daddy option.
Los Quantos.
Oh, bit.
What about Daddy Johnny?
Oh, I like that one.
That sounds really
good. I like that one. That one's my favorite.
It's just Papa John.
No,
I want to go to Papa John's house.
Sheesh! True.
Oh, God.
jeez.
Thank you, thank you. I will be the DM of this campaign, working with you guys from South Africa, 22. And sadly, best friends with idiots.
Oh, fuck you too, buddy.
Sorry, you know,
we love you too.
What do you want?
Lol.
Hi, Justin here.
Is it me? Yes, it is me. It's Wally. Otherwise, you can call me Justin. 23. I reside in the S's of A's. And... yeah.
Forgot a very... I'm not gonna say it. You can say it.
You forgot to add game rage at that, by the way, says Chimsy.
That's the one.
Yes. Raging in video games. Mm-hmm. I love screaming at pixels. I'm not gonna monitor that.
I was advised you needed to add that to your hello.
Oh, jeez.
That would have actually been perfect if he said his name and like to make it even more like a therapy group. We'd be like, hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Damn, we missed it.
I mean, we could
next time.
Rats.
All right, Game Killer, you're up.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm GameGiller22, or no, the real me.
Hi, I'm... Ethan.
Hi.
Hi, Ethan.
I'm 23. I come from South Africa, and I'm also a huge gaming addict. And I'm here to learn a bit more about D&D because I always play D&D games, read the stories, but I've never actually played one.
Oh, so you'll be just as lost as me then? Bet. Yes. Let's go. I love that.
Also, yeah. I'm hearing you play Baldur's Gate.
Yes, I played Baldur's Gate, Pathfinder, years ago, Neverwinter Nights. So I played quite a few of them, but never officially played the game itself, D&D.
Well, welcome to the chaos.
I can see this is just going to be a boatload of fucking chaos.
All right.
I have a question. Quantum John.
What are you unseeing?
So that's Daddy, but okay.
Papa John.
Choose this particular group of people. I really want to know what was going on in that very evil little brain of yours.
If you must know, Zendo was chosen because he actually wrote one of the best backstories here.
Who?
Mm-hmm. And also he is a veteran player. Mm. And although I do like inviting new players, I do think we should have one or two veterans in the chat, especially if I make a mistake, then he can correct me as well. Same with Wooly.
Am I really?
Here.
You've been playing what? Longer. Dude, you've been playing as long as I have. We're on the same thing.
Oh, dope ass. That's dope.
Yeah, he also wrote a very good backstory as well, which I liked. Once he gave it to me early. let's see. A new player, and as I think it would be interesting to see what he can do in an actual
Wizard Harry.
The rest of you are women, so I was like, oh, I'm so.
Wow,
really?
I'm holding you to that sentence, you jerk.
Thanks.
You should write it down.
It's on stream. It's okay. We've got full catalog of it. Don't worry.
You're shitting my dick, right? I know where you live.
I'm remembering this the next time we talk.
Why do so many people know where you live, John?
Why you undersell all the talent in here?
Wow.
Is Papa
quantum
John
sexist? Duly noted.
I don't know if I'm gonna call you Papa John anymore.
Yeah, you've been demoted to JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo is perfect for you, actually. Farmer's a bitch and all that.
JoJo Bizarre or
oh
JoJo Siwa?
JoJo based on his name, actually.
We don't talk about that.
You want me to talk about it? I'll do it.
Fuck off, Chimsy. Fuck off, Chimsy.
Chimsy will do it, too. If I tell Chimsy, he'll never let it go.
I know you won't. I chose Blue because she's also new, and she was interested in D&D. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking, and she has played, but I've never had her in one of my games. Mm-hmm. So and her character backstory. I wanted to see what she can do with that. It wasn't like comfortable where it actually comes from.
What do you mean?
It'd be nice being. I know. It's also nice seeing a chaotic person in playing a chaotic character. Mm-hmm. So, and Luna, you are, of course, the actor at heart.
What? Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what you are talking about.
So what I got from that is you're sexist. And hi, everybody else.
A little bit, yeah.
That's it. That's what I got from that.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, Sassy. Oh, you're a bit sexist there, bro.
What are you talking to me?
Wow. I'll remember this.
I'm sorry.
All right. Before we start, does anyone have any questions?
How fucked up can we get?
Yeah, Blue will remember this.
Pretty fucked up.
I bet.
Can we still ask questions during the campaign? Or is it... Okay. Then that's my question.
Anything someone wants to say?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
That's it. Hi, guys.
It's like Addicts Anonymous.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm not an addict. You can't prove that.
For sure we can, but sure.
I'm not sure what you would be addicted to, but you're here, so you're
addicted. Oh, are you an idiot?
Just look at his bank account statements and...
We do not need to look at the bank account statements, thank you.
I think that's a little bit too personal.
Yeah, no, that's hella personal.
If
you had the money for
But you just rent them. Just rent them for a little bit, you know? You can rent
some.
No,
you see, that's the thing, right? That's the thing. I don't want to catch diseases. So I send them to Justin instead.
Have you heard of the condoms? No?
Yeah, no, I still don't give a shit. I'm not like that, okay? I'm not like that. I just...
To use a condom?
You don't.
Hold on. What? Wait there. Sendo. Zen.
I do wear condoms, damn it. I'm just saying, I don't expose people off the corner.
You could have been a little bit of specific.
Yeah, you just outright said you're not using condoms. Okay.
Yeah,
you learned something new about you.
Excuse me, at least I've never had a pregnancy scare yet, thank you.
That you know of.
That's the operative word.
Okay, fuck you, Blue. You didn't have to pull that card, eh?
Got him.
Fuck you guys.
I have a question from Chimsy Quantum. He asked, are you an idiot?
Next question.
Yeah, I thought so. There you go, Chims.
Just go, no.
I'm gonna sneeze.
You're gonna sneeze?
It's gone now. Perfect.
Oh, I was gonna say bless you, but... Never mind, I guess.
It's lingering. Anyways.
I think you need it anyway, so bless you. Sincerely.
I do
know he needs it.
That sounds so sarcastic.
What are you talking about? No idea.
Are we going to begin, or is this just the banter that we're going to have for the rest of the night?
Well, we need a bond first, right? So like,
yeah, you got to build that bond.
Okay, to be fair, I know everyone here except Ethan.
Well, that's good for you, okay? Everyone else.
I'm safe for now.
Yeah, it's not all about you, Zen. God.
Fuck you. It's not all about everything. It's about the goddamn stupidity that we can bring to this fucking game.
Bonds have been built.
Yeah, what do you mean? This is set the bar.
Why am I being attacked? Damn.
I don't know.
All right. If that's all, I think we should start.
Yeah. I cannot feel awkward silence for more than 2 seconds. Got it. Okay.
No. So I feel bad that we're all here wanting to play D&D, I would presume. And then we're not playing that, so.
I mean, worse things have happened.
Yeah, true.
Ruh-roh.
Now that you have met our players, Luna, Ira, Game Killer, Zendo, Wally, Blue Unicorn, and Quantum Heat, We shall begin.
Okay, Dungeon Master. Take it away.
Yeah. First to awaken Freya.
Oh, heck,
You're faced with death himself. And all of a sudden, a bright light just strikes you as you awaken in a cave. Your body, not your own, made of bones, feels much weaker than you were.
Great. That kind of sucks.
What do you do?
Am I on the floor? Am I stood?
You're on the floor.
Can I stand up? I said, can I stand up?
Of course you can.
Great. I'm stood. Can I look around? see what's going on?
Roll perception for me.
How the fuck do I do that?
So at the left tab, you'll see a dice symbol at the bottom. Roll that and then click advance roll and then roll me a d20.
Oh.
7. You see rock.
Mint. Crap. That rock doesn't get me very far. Can I walk to the rock?
Yep.
Cool.
You should be able to move your character. Cool. Then, Draven, you may drag yourself in.
I don't know where exactly I'm going to put myself, but I'll figure it out. Hold on.
Sure. You're there.
Yeah. It did not list. Well, there I am.
As you awaken, you see another skeleton. Another skeleton.
Am I able to speak currently?
You are.
To approach the other skeleton.
Yeah.
I'm talking to
you. He's been there. Yeah.
I'm ignoring you. That was a choice.
You gotta go. Okay then.
You're a stranger. Why would I talk to you?
I'm just gonna walk off and be like, that's a brain dead skeleton, I guess.
Blake.
Hi.
You're awake.
Okay.
Will you drag yourself in?
I think I just did.
Okay. Yep, you see two other skeletons.
What the?
Much like yourself.
Fuck. I think I'm just in shock at this point. Like, how did I get here? What was the last thing I remember? It's so unclear. I think I'm freaking out a little bit. Okay, where's my body? Where are my muscles? Where is anything? Catatonic state. Unsure what to do. Kind of freaked out. What does it feel like, Quantum? Does it feel? Do we feel like the last thing we were feeling before we died, or?
It feels strange. Like, you know you should have died, but you didn't. It's like, what's a good word for this?
You're intoxicated.
Deja vu?
It feels like a hangover.
Okay. So like shit. Okay, got it. I don't. Hello? anyone? I'm just yelling into the void.
Do I hear her?
Yep.
Hello! Where are you?
Can we see each other? Like...
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I'm concerned because it might be the other skeleton. That one.
I'm right here, bro. Like, hello?
Yes, but like... Hear me out. Mm. How can we speak, but that one can't?
Maybe the brain's already...
Can I just be like, I can't speak, I just didn't want to talk to you?
Well, that's awfully rude of
me. I don't know you.
Truly understandable. But in a situation in which I seem to find myself, I would have liked some help figuring out what's going on.
I'm just as lost as you are.
Ethan, you're up.
Okay, I slowly wake up extremely confused on what's going on. And I wanted to ask, can I see the other skeletons?
Yes.
Okay, I think very intensively on how to approach these very strange creatures. Should I yell? Should I sing a song? Or should I just run and do random jumps in front of them, see if they react?
Definitely
see if they're
sing.
Alive.
Sing. That's a, that should
yeah,
be the
I definitely
thing.
Want the song. I want that option.
Start singing and jumping. 100. That's natural. We love it.
Yes, dude.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Okay. So can I run to one of the other players?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm running at full speed. I'm not looking left, right, or center. I'm just running. I'm so confused on what's going on. And then I find another skeleton or creature, whatever this is. And I just start singing loudly. I might not sing well, but I am singing.
Oh my god, I think this one's trying to serenade me or something.
It does indeed look like that.
Brain rot is happening here too, for sure.
This is not brain rot. You're brain rotting.
Okay, so it is sentient enough to have a intelligent conversation, but it kind of weird for running up to you and singing.
Sentient enough to be sassy. We stand that. Love it.
I'm quite the intelligent fellow. I was just unsure on how to communicate with beings such as yourself.
So you ran up to us and started singing?
Of course. That's how we did things back home.
Your home's a strange one.
Yeah.
If I can remember much.
Oh, zero.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
I'd drag myself to the screen.
I
look at you guys. I look at my toes. I look at my hand. I look at you guys. It looks like we all got boned.
This one has a sense of humor.
He's funny. Oh. He's funny.
Jeez, okay.
Interesting specimen.
There's nothing like waking up in a damp, dark place with a bunch of boners next to you.
Oh my god, I'm getting flashbacks.
How are you guys?
Oh, no.
This is really interesting.
My name is Oz. Oswell Van Ladoom. It's a pleasure to meet all of you.
I was going to say another dick joke, but I'm going to keep it civilized.
No,
thank you. I think you've passed that bar, bud.
Yeah.
I think the whole point of dick jokes is that you keep them coming.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Yeah. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, you know.
Neither did she.
Oh, so this is a particular predicament we're in.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I'd say so.
Unfortunately, yes.
Shit. The only thing I need to ask right now is like, does liquor still work, or are we doomed?
By the look of us,
you're a skeleton.
We can drink.
Ah, shit. We definitely got shafted.
Probably,
here, guys.
No.
Cressida, you're up.
I'm just gonna walk in from what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna be lured in by the voices of these people. talking, and I'm just gonna keep seeing where this is going.
Gotcha.
If I'm mistaken, it seems we got a little peeping Tom sitting there in the corner. I can smell you. Wait, can I smell you?
Can you guys smell? I don't think you can smell. You're a skeleton.
I don't think you can smell.
Ah.
Come, my dear. No need to be shy. We are all fellows here.
I'd say we're all in the same predicament of skeletal mayhem.
Fellows?
Can I just say, we're members.
I guess none of us know why we're here.
I would rather not wake up in a very dark, dank cave, thank you very much. But unfortunately, I am here and I cannot remember.
That's true, actually. Who does remember how they got here? Anyone?
Not in particular.
Can I try and remember anything, John?
Roll history.
That's a nat 20. The English. A D20, correct? Fucking don't know where this shit. Oh, there it is.
Minus your intelligence, fail.
Yeah, I definitely failed, bro. You know my luck with rolling.
Are we all allowed to roll these, or is it just like
one? Yeah. You may.
Okay.
Oh, we may.
Oh, damn.
I'm not going to attempt because I can feel
a natural 25.
Yeah.
Okay, on the dice, do we need to add a minus or can we just roll?
A minus, yeah. Or your intelligence modifier.
Crap.
I don't want to do this.
Sorry.
This is going to be painful.
Okay, well, it's 18 because I'm minus 2.
Yeah, I'm minus 2.
I have.
Oh. I'll do it again.
I figure it out. I don't know.
You got another
That's fine. We'll minus. Take that. So, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to recall your last few before that.
Oh.
Freya, you remember your last few moments as well. However, you also know that you're after someone special.
Great. That doesn't really clarify my memory too much. But I vaguely remember a name, but I don't... It's there, but I don't know what it is.
What about me? What about me?
No.
It's in the negatives.
Do I remember anything?
-1.
-1, bro. You remember that.
If anything, you've lost more stuff.
I feel like you should lose his name.
Jimsy, if you're watching,
he's watching.
Change the scoreboard for bad rolls. Put him at number
1.
He's watching. He's watching. He's watching. He's here.
I kind of wish I could forget again now that I remember.
He says he'll do it in a bit.
Just gonna walk away from everyone very dramatically.
Oh. Okay. Bye.
Okay, looks like someone left us.
Not like super far, just facing away.
Wait, question. What do I see around me?
No.
Bro. Just use my net. What's my minus? What's my modifiers here? Perception. Wait, I should roll D20, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. 17.
Oh.
-1 from your wisdom, 16. You're able to see just about everything in the cave, especially a skeleton on top of one of the rocks.
Oh shit, it's Mufasa. Guys, look!
Mufasa? Who is Mufasa?
I don't know, just look.
Well, where am I?
Look where?
Up, yeah, where?
Are you telling me guys can't see in the dark? Like, look up. To which way am I pointing them into? As I'm just spinning around with my finger in the air.
Hallucinations are on point.
I think this one needs some help, guys.
Okay, I'm gonna go approach the skeleton up in the sky so they can follow where I'm going. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, you climb up and you see the body of the skeleton. You notice some parts of it coated in gold. And you notice he has a journal.
I am going to first wave my hands in front of his face. Hello.
No response.
Okay, I'm going to take the journal.
Gotcha.
Am I rolling anything? Nothing's happening?
Nope.
Cool.
Nothing's happening.
I shall open the book.
You notice a lot of the pages are torn. Except one. Where it's written, "My brethren, trust no one but yourselves."
Great start, Quantum. Love it.
Y'all love that shit already.
Is there like a satchel or a bag anywhere in the room that I can see near?
Nope.
Okay. Guys, listen. I'm going to take this guy's ribcage, which has the most gold.
I'll take the skull, I guess.
Wait,
I'll take the fingers.
I don't know why we all decided to rob a skeleton.
Yeah, I don't want any part in this. I'm good. I'll just stand and watch in awe.
I want to see if I can replace my head with the golden one.
He's got gold plated bones, right?
I want the femurs. I run up to them and I just take
right, the femurs. I want the femurs.
Both of them. I want both femurs. I'm booking them. Thank you very much.
God, give them the skull.
As long as I can keep the fingers. Do you know what you can do with them?
Okay.
As you guys all rush to touch the skeleton, everything including the gold turns to dust.
Oh no.
Damn it, Oz, why did you break it?
Can
why?
I just stand and laugh in the background maniacally at the fact that they just destroyed it? Please.
And I just sigh.
Okay, question, guys. So, we've got no gold. Wait, is there gold dust on the floor? Gold bone dust?
It's just dust.
Okay, it's anticlimactic as fuck. The book's gone as well. So, let us...
The book.
Oh, okay. I'm still keeping the book, right? No.
Yeah.
I see.
All the other pages are torn off.
Seeing as are we at a dead end over here, seeing as nobody else can see this cave. Is there any ways further from this point, or is there only one way?
There's
out?
A light shining down on the left. Mm-hmm. On the right is a dead end.
Okay. So I don't know if you guys can see it, but there's light coming from the left way. That way, right? I'm pointing leftwards. So, I'm gonna head down that way. If you guys wanna join the gold, dust dude, I'll check you later. Deuces. Mm-hmm. And carry on my merry way.
Okay. Do we follow the foolish one, or do we,
I think that would be our best choice for now, right?
I agree. As much as I love to stay looking at these very fine pile of bones, I'd rather go outside and see what's going on.
Okay, I guess we're all going then.
Freya, Blake?
I just quietly follow behind.
Same. Still mad about the femurs.
How close am I to the... I see you guys decided to join me. I'm guessing that we are band of skeletons not sounding very stealthy, so I'm going to refrain from stealthing the situation. Wait. Are we going to combust to sunlight?
I highly doubt skeletons combust to sunlight.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I don't think you understand skeleton logic. Skeleton is undead, right? We are undead at the moment, right? So if that is sunlight over there, there's a high chance we might just go kapoofy. And die.
In what logic do you have?
I'd rather go back to the cave. Thank you.
I volunteer as tribute. I will go into the sunlight.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Great. We've got a test subject.
We've got our vanguard. I shall be mid. So.
I'm just going to start walking into the sunlight. Thank you very much.
Hopefully, this is how it finally actually ends.
Oh, my eyes. Thanks for that.
Okay, I walk into the sunlight with my arms out as if I'm ready to jump. Like, I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to die. Please.
I don't
How are you feeling anything. In the sunlight?
Slightly warmer, but still pissed off.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave the emoji, you guys.
Just like swaying around in the sun. Am I starting to smoke? Like, is anything happening?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think so.
Look, look, there's birds. Something is living.
Okay.
Okay. Me, I'm stood in the cave entrance. I haven't left yet.
Well, did you get up here?
Don't you want to come join
my
us?
My dear lady.
No, I'm good. Please I'm join just us. Going to watch from a distance. Thank you.
Do you know what's better than a boner in the closet? A boner in the sunlight.
I see this one is going to...
I'm just going to roll my today. Non-existent eyes at you.
Are you rolling your eyes at me? I can smell it from here.
I can't smell. It. You don't have a sense of smell. You're a skeleton.
Anyway.
What's up, bud?
Are we... The skeletons, do we have any fractures? Or is it anything broken? Or are we completely an entire skeleton?
Entire skeleton.
Okay.
Okay, I shall proceed further down the path.
Same. I'd rather continue going than do anything stupid.
I'm too distracted by the birds.
You're trapped inside my ribbon.
You hear a rustling in some of the bushes in front of you.
Ah, shit. Why? Why do we always have to engage with... From which direction is it coming from?
It hops up and it's right in front of you.
Oh, nasal.
I'm just going to give you some space there.
As you see a horned rabbit.
A horned rabbit?
A posted in character looks a story.
Ooh.
Can we approach the rabbit?
Can we eat
rabbit?
It?
Do we
Sorry?
Need to eat
Does it
the
seem
rabbit?
Hostile?
We're skeletons, so I sure hope not.
We don't need to eat food anymore.
And that just makes me sad.
We don't need to do anything. We just need to rot away. It's about time.
True.
Rot or decay?
Yes.
Well, we don't... I'm going to look at my own body. We don't have any muscles, so we cannot decay anymore.
So, crumbled then.
Danny boy, can I make a perception check to see if there's any more enemies in the vicinity?
Why have you decided that's an enemy already?
It's just a bunny.
Fucking kill it, right, Justin?
It's a plus, it's a minus one, right, for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just do the minuses. Amy,
oh,
a
yeah,
zero
she's
one.
Just stood there looking at this, 15. Just in, like, disgust.
You don't see any more.
Okay.
Like, you also notice that this one started eating some leaves.
I'm going to stab it, guy. I'm going to punch it. Who's with me? This gang up.
Can I chew on a rabbit?
I'm going to... join you for punch one, just see what happens to the rabbit, actually.
Okay, so I'm gonna slowly approach the bunny rabbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna roll to hit.
Wheel.
Plus three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You hit it. And then it looks at you and starts hissing. Do a deck save.
Oh, good luck.
Let me see. What's my modifier for dexterity? It's a plus one. Plus one. 14.
I'm going to roll for that on my side. Ooh. As it charges at you with its horn, it misses.
Does it move behind me, turning its back towards me?
It is big behind you.
Do
it's
I get
still facing you?
Oh, still facing me. Do I get an opportunity to check if it's moving?
Sorry?
Do I get an opportunity attack for it to move?
No.
Okay, cool. Does anyone it's else want to join in the punching?
No, I'm still stood here just watching you.
Can I hug the rabbit?
They're all damaged, John. I didn't roll damage, did I?
2 damage, my guy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Base deck.
Are you guys just chilling?
You may attempt to hug the rabbit. Roll animal handling.
Animal handling.
Wait. I can see what you're doing here. Don't approach the bunny rabbit. I've already antagonized it. It's got a horn.
I literally face bombing.
But it's so cute. I must hug
insanity that is them punching this little bunny rabbit.
Go hug it.
If you trap it inside your rib cage, we've got a smaller place to kick it in.
So what I'm hearing is you're going to kick the rabbit while it's inside another person's rib cage, dealing damage to both.
I don't know.
And I highly doubt we can fix our bones.
Then I rather not.
So,
I rather walk away very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's 15 hit.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
That's another 2 damage. Wait,
is it dead? I'm looting a horn. I'm looting a horn.
I fucking knew it.
Roll animal landing.
What the modifier based off of?
It's based off of. Was it wisdom? Yeah, wisdom.
Okay.
Just give me a second, guys. Someone's calling me.
Can I rather do it over on dexterity for sleight of hand?
No.
Okay, so minus 1 for me.
Chimsy says it's also based off wisdom as he's frantically typing it in stream.
14? Does 14 work?
14 years.
I've acquired small rabbit horn.
You now deal 1d4 damage. Yes, in damage or death.
1d4. Thank you, my kind sir.
You may add a horn to your action page.
My action page, where would I find that?
Yeah, you can just make a note of it.
Okay.
I am continuing staring at the birds. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, question. I've got one rabbit pelt as well, right?
Jenny.
Leather in this sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need a notebook. D20 is so crazy.
Why you just open a notepad on your computer?
Oh, really? I can do that?
Yeah, just type a note.
Your character design?
Or that.
Oh. Character sheet.
Right, Freya, what do you do?
I'm just stood there face palming. Like I have been the entire time watching this.
Draven? Yep.
I'm trying to orient myself around this strange new place.
Gotcha, Blake.
Well, I was just sitting on the ground watching this all unfold, hoping that he would die so I could know how I would be able to kill myself.
Damn. Okay, y'all can do what you'll need to do.
Nope.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
Can I make twine with the leaves and stuff around me?
Can you make
twine?
Let's see if you know how
so
to.
We're just watching Wooly progressively.
Let's see if he first knows how to.
Take
so
its horn and is now trying to
do
figure out
an
how to
intelligence
make a
check.
Backpack
okay.
out of twine.
My intelligence is minus 2. Four.
Oh, he just rolled a 4.
You don't know how.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go take this leather back inside quickly, and the horn that I've just acquired.
Gotcha.
Right. I do that. I'll give some time to lapses.
I want to try something out.
It's mm-hmm. Where is this?
I
want to
see if I can
so
remove
trying.
My head from my skeleton.
Cool
yeah.
idea.
Sorry, gotta continue. What did you try?
I want to see if I can even remove the skull from the skeleton's body, like my own.
You cannot.
Oh, that would be cool.
Okay, I'm gonna start trying to climb this cliff.
Gotcha.
Let me help you as well, then.
Yeah, can you give me a hand, please? Just want to get up here.
Okay. So, PS, that's my loot in there. I'll be back for it. I'm gonna go hunt some more of these fuckers. You guys enjoy that.
Do I get up to the top of the cliff, Quantum?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hey,
thanks.
Help me up here as well.
Okay, hold on, just give me 1 second. Okay, I jump off of the cliff and I
Before
fall.
Before I do that,
flat.
Nice. Don't take fall damage. Fall damage is another thing.
From the cliff onto the floor, I fall like flat, like belly flop. Boom.
That is, I'd say, about 40 feet. So that's 46 fall damage.
Oh,
no.
I wouldn't deal.
How much health do we even have?
Take 16 damage.
God damn.
How do I do that? Where do I? Hold on.
Make another hit.
We have 22 hit points. Good luck.
Oh.
So you're on 8 HP.
Sigh and disappointment.
That was not the smartest idea. What were you trying to do exactly?
None of your business, bro.
At this point, it looks like it's my business as you try to kill yourself. To get that is so bad you would rather die.
Chimsy's.
I don't think you understand.
Probably not. But I can try.
No, it's okay. Thanks, though.
Well, when you want to talk, I'm here.
What do the rest of you do?
Can I proceed further into the bush?
Gotcha. Roll survival.
Shit. What's the modifier off of?
Wisdom.
Oh, is that what's going on? Wisdom. Minus 2, right? Is it? No, it's minus 1. Fuck yeah. What at all?
D20.
A real
minus 1. Yeah.
No, 14.
14.
14.
Gotcha. We'll get to you in a minute.
Sweet.
Everyone else, what do you do?
I see him walk up and I follow, I guess.
Hola, mi compadre. Oh, you're about to get freaky with me, S.A.
Go die in the wilderness alone.
I see words. My merry band of skeletons.
There's just two of us at the moment, so I mean...
I'll follow as well, because like my character's too weak to climb up the cliff again. to jump off again. So I'll just like follow after them, I guess, slowly.
Gotcha. Everyone else?
Just strolling behind, looking at the chaos.
I was contemplating the beauty of the bird's feathers. Then I noticed everyone else was walking away. And I just slowly follow behind out of curiosity.
You sit up?
Honestly, I'm just following the pack. It seems like the most logical thing to be doing here.
I would say let's go plunder, but it looks like we're about to go boner this forest. Oh yeah!
You, sir, need some serious mental attention.
Can we have mental attention if we don't have anything in our noggins?
I mean, we are sentient enough to talk.
That's yeah.
Magic. Never understood it. Never gonna. Well, I think. Maybe I did. I don't know.
Well, magic is always the answer.
Magic not for certain things, bro.
You all appear there.
I am here. Where the orange man is.
Oh. Yeah.
So with my 15 with my 14 survival, what is in front of me? Wait, where? At the bottom of the cliff or on the top of the cliff? Oh shit. Thank you. There we go.
You see a pack of horned rabbits.
A pack?
And one that is
more
a giant horned rabbit.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I'm equipping my small horn, right? We will split the loot evenly, but the big chunk is
That boy's mine.
Before you do, can I request that I try to pet one of the smaller rabbits?
But that defeats the point.
Before you anger them all.
But they're already angry. They can smell the blood of their fallen comrade.
Upon you,
my hand.
Not us.
I agree with my fellow skeleton. Let's try not angering them.
Okay, so I'm going to go stealth first, right? Y'all can go pet them, and then when you distract him from me, I'll commence an ambush attack.
Can I slap him in the face, please? Is that allowed?
Can I knock him out?
Let me see, dexterity plus one, right?
You're trying to
knock.
So many things going on.
Do you think there are little rabbit horns count as like a skeleton dildo?
Damn it, I rolled a 10.
I do believe so, yes. Yes,
I am.
And that's a miss.
Damn it.
Even
can I knock him out?
Listen.
You may.
I'm trying to stealth right here, okay?
Well, oh, shit, there's a fat load of bunnies.
But the bunnies, listen, the bunnies need to die.
Can you murder them after we've tried to befriend at least some of them?
But that's why I'm stealthing.
He wants to murder them to steal their bunny dildos.
That's a lot of bunnies, though. So I'd rather... Oh, you're knocked the fuck out. Nope.
Is one not enough
did
for
you? Knock
you?
Him, did he knock him out? Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
Do a con save.
Oh, you just fucking... Man. That's a minus three.
No, it's a plus three.
What? I've got... What you mean?
Oh, yeah. You have 16 con.
I was looking at charisma, sorry, but then... Shit.
You get knocked out.
Can we go now pet the bunnies now?
Yes, please.
You
let's go do it.
Okay. Both of you roll animal handling.
Fuck, what's that?
Wisdom.
Roll a d20 and then minus one.
Damn it. Oh, Christ.
Well,
I rolled a one. I got a minus one. Now I'm on a zero. Well, I hope you get to pet a bunny.
Ethan, you're fine. However, Blue, the big one, chases you away.
Oh no!
I would like to go
bunny.
And see if I can interact with the big one.
I'm just gonna over here.
If I only could feel anything.
And manly. Animal handling.
Yep, doing that. I'm good.
It's fine with you.
God, I suck. Damn roll.
I would like to befriend this one quite greatly. So that my friends.
I'm not animal handling again.
As you wish. Well, that sucks.
Can I ask the bunnies if we can pause? Oh, okay, that works.
I guess I'm gonna try to drag the knocked out body.
He's not dead, he's just unconscious.
I said knocked out.
I'm okay. Yet to help you.
Can I perform to wake up? Because I feel angry.
No. Nah, you knocked out, bro.
Wait, what do you do?
I'm just watching this all unfold.
Gotcha.
And really, I'm just wondering what's so special, because at home I had a lot of bunnies and dildos, so I don't know what everyone's going on about.
I do not even react to that statement. I just keep walking like, okay. I want to go up this way, actually.
As you're dragging Oz's body, the big rabbit stops you.
Do I need to roll animal handling to understand what it wants from me?
There's only one thing it wants from you.
The horn
it's
of
sniffing
dead
his
thumb.
Body.
It's sniffing the dead, unconscious man.
Mm-hmm.
It's sniffing his body.
Can I wake up, please?
No.
I'm gonna try to somehow
move Oz's body away from the big one?
DM, can I wake up, please?
No, you're about to get munched like a carrot.
Indeed.
Oh my god.
You may move his body away, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna try to move his body away somehow.
It's currently just staring at Oz's body.
Can I wake up now?
No, you unconscious, shut up.
No, shut up! You're not my fucking DM!
Unconscious can't talk. You're not my real DM.
Can I go back to assist them with the body?
You may.
Someone's gonna get stabbed.
Can I now ask the bunnies very nicely to let us go?
They do not make way.
Oh,
y'all. Ooh, can I take the horn off of Wooly's body and try and give it to the bunny?
Listen, you better not.
You're unconscious. Shut up. The unconscious can't talk.
Oh, no.
They don't speak.
I'm so sorry, cuz. You're not getting your weapon.
Can I try and say sorry as I try and like hand it to the bunny?
I'm gripping my horn extremely tightly.
You're unconscious.
Roll animal handling. Roll animal handling.
Was it a minus one? Yeah.
Hold on.
Fuck! I rolled a 3. Damn it.
If
you're rolling,
bunny's
really
gonna kill me.
Now, it's now pissed.
Shit. Do I have the horn in my hand?
Yes, you do.
Fuck.
There's a lot of actions here, and I don't want to kill you guys because it's too early.
I'm going to do it for you, don't worry.
I'm not even there. I'm walking away from the situation. Fuck that.
But it's basically warning you not to come close.
Can we walk around the buns? Will they allow us, or can we just fuck off up into that big direction up the top where they're not?
You can go here, yes.
Can we just drag Oz all the way up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does. You can assume that it's trying to say drop the horn.
Oz is gonna kill me for this. Fine. Probably I drop the horn like here, like just in front of it, and just slowly drag Oz's body up to where the rest of the guys are going. Away from that angry pack of horned buns.
Gotcha. Right there. Oz, you're up.
The pairs have been robbed. Can I go examine the cliff here quickly? I'll put that.
Roll investigation. Oh, actually, perception.
It's
this is quite time right to ask. Can skeletons swim?
Is it wisdom or intelligence, John?
You can swim, yeah. Wisdom.
Okay, so it's minus one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
You to level even if you fall.
Fast.
You didn't roll high enough.
Okay. I'm gonna just walk down the bridge away from these fuckers.
Can I investigate the quality of the bridge?
You may. That's minus two.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Natural form.
Damn.
It is a bit old, but it can support all of you.
I'm just
okay, great, everyone.
Beyond Oz.
Are there railings on this bridge, or
doesn't look like it?
Nope.
Oh no, the giggle. Okay.
Anyone have anything to say? Do?
I would like to see...
A progress further.
Oh, you first, Blue.
You go, it's fine.
I want to go in and see if I can pick up a stick or something and see if there's any vines so I can make point.
Oh, bro, don't do that. Don't do that. Someone's just gonna, like, you know, hand it away. Your hard-earned weapon that you made is now gonna be disappeared because someone wanted to interfere. Puff, puff. Proceed down.
Let's see if I can make a stone knife, per se, please.
Roll intelligence first.
Intelligence. Minus two. Please roll high. Fuck, are you?
You have no idea what you're doing.
Okay, then I'm just picking up a really big stick and hoping for the best. Fuck that shit.
Gotcha.
Can I, Quantum, yeah? Can I ask the group if we can stand around in a circle and start to ask each other questions on how did we wake up in that cave?
Yeah, sure.
You want me to get into a circle?
Okay, everyone, please come here. Fellows, I need to have a chat with all of you.
I flip him off. I'll fucking burn you.
including that solid one in the back.
That's a bit aggressive.
Damn. I look at Oz, I'm like, shut up and get here. You want to die alone?
Be gone. You can't give me if you're part of them, you're part of them. Or if you're part of me, you're part of me.
A part of you. I'm not attached to you. I'm not a part of them for the same reason. I'm my own entity. I did not take your thing away from you, nor did I even want to take your thing away from you. I was further away from you than them.
You speak too much. You do what you want to do, or whatever, bro.
I'd like really to drag him against these walls to the fucking circle.
But we have to...
This is surely the best time. Can we? I'm not going to have a meeting with you. I'm not going to have a meeting with you next to a cliff or on a tiny little bridge because I don't trust you. I don't know who or what you are. You with your blabbing and your dancing and your strangeness, your singing. Like, what are you? Were you in the circus? Like, can we talk about it somewhere safer?
Oh, the circus. I remember that. Do I? Do I remember that?
Were we part of the circus by any chance?
Roll a what?
Roll history with advantage.
Oh,
okay. What, these three's on intelligence, right?
Yeah. You have advantage there, so roll twice. We'll take the higher roll.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Okay. Solid 2 19s.
You remember the time in the circus?
Oh, my soul. I was ringleader. In a circus. A circus. Excellent. But that doesn't excuse you guys. What should do and how they should be used against the floor with a whip and a chair. Excuse me, I'm out.
Wait, are you calling me an animal?
I don't think he was implying you were an animal.
He's referring to the fucking bunnies. Okay.
While they're conversing, I would like to study my skeletal hand because... I'm wondering how the fuck these bones are not falling apart.
Magic.
You have
I move away because I don't trust them. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near them, especially not near a cliff face. And, like, I'm still trying to figure out how we can actually end ourselves permanently. So, so I walk away. I'm going to go.
Gotcha.
Can I start... I'm humming to a song that I might know from my past. Do I remember it?
History with advantage.
Is that minus one?
Minus two.
Minus two, sorry. Thank you.
He's about to become a Disney princess.
Instead of Snow White, I am the animals.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, you are in a snow white. You're summoning them.
Roll again.
Okay.
Yeah, oh. That's an 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The song does seem familiar, but you just can't recall.
Why can I not remember?
What are you trying to remember?
Please don't. He wants to sing.
The time before I became this.
Well, to be fair, I highly doubt most of us remember that.
I do.
That's why I wanted to have the conversation.
Well, the conversation can wait once we're away from the bridge.
Okay, I will slowly move away.
No, let's walk and talk, man. Looks like these ones don't want to talk.
I'm guessing Freya is the one sitting in the bridge.
Just yeah, I'm just sat in the bridge looking at you guys, watching what's happening.
Can I call over
actually, you guys don't even know each other's names.
What's that?
You guys don't even know each other's names. You haven't said anything.
Oz did scream, okay. I am Oz. If I recall correctly, probably not.
What? Who the fuck are you? What did you say your name was?
What's your name?
No, what's your name?
I asked first.
I'm gonna continue to walk. Fuck these guys.
Then I like to introduce myself. You may call me, let's say, Ursa.
Ursa?
Ursa.
Ursa. Strange name.
Precisely, my dear fellow.
You say fellow quite a bit. What's up with that?
I don't know why. It just seems familiar.
Well, whatever. Now I'm gonna keep going then. You just called me John. Do I remember my name?
Yep.
You could just call me Draven.
Oh wait, I did introduce myself. You all should know me.
Yeah, of course. You scrimp. I am Oz. Oz is my stuff.
Oz?
I was
what?
Not there for that.
Your name is Oz too?
No, it's not Oz. It's Draven, you idiot.
Oh, hi Draven. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Oz. Nice to meet you. Now, move out the way so we can walk.
Why? He's quite sprindly.
Oh, fuck you too, bro.
Well, you are blocking the way, you circus performer.
You know, I'm just. Am I supposed to like just la-di-doo?
Whatever. On your way.
Can I attempt a conversation with the one who's standing in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Hi there. My name's Ursa. Oh, you're quite God. A quiet one. So, what's your name?
I tell you that my name's Freya.
Well, nice meeting you, Freya. I do apologize for all of the action, but I really think we should try to figure out what's going on. Not on the cliff, of course.
Cliff time.
I just kind of nod at you in agreement of
ooh, what do we spawn?
Kind of thing.
And I just smile if a skeleton can smile.
You just chatter your teeth, dog.
You
which side of the water are we on, John?
Right, Jim.
Okay.
I put myself here because I left before everyone else, so I feel like I'm already here.
I feel like I'm in the water.
I would like to perform a perception check to figure out if there's any more hostiles in this area, or is it survival in this case?
Can I do the same, actually?
You don't need to.
Oh.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
There's always something.
Something's about to spawn.
Oh, lovely.
Do you guys hear something?
Fuck.
I proceed to stealth. I crouched
roll stealth.
I would like to do the same, please.
Roll stealth.
Modifier for dexterity is
+1.
Thank you. Oh shit, there's like three of them.
I got a 19!
Hey. You're fine, you're able to stealth.
I'm just lying in the water like
I think to myself, Seeing as there's enemies in front of us, it would be so nice if we were armed with sharp, pointy objects. But, oh, look, it's been stolen from me. I wonder who would have done that.
I feel like you're holding a lot of anger towards that one instance.
I don't know who did it, but my horn was gone, you know?
Shh, don't say anything.
Why?
There's people here. Shh.
Can I have a look around me to see if there's any, like, stones or sticks or anything to be able to pick up as, like, a weapon-esque thing? Just at this, yeah, this little top
weapon-esque
area.
Weapon-esque.
Well, it's not, like, it might not be a full weapon, you know? The stick might break, like, mid-hit or something.
You do see some rocks around you and stuff.
Can I pick up a rock? So I have a rock, please.
Gotcha.
Thanks.
Can Start I just pretend to be dead?
Hand sign.
That's actually a really fucking good works. Idea. Holy shit.
To be fair, I'm just stealthing in water, so I'm lying down.
Like, can I just pretend to be dead as a skeleton?
Yeah, that's a good fucking idea. Holy shit.
I'm just gonna lie.
Why did none of us think of that besides you?
I was thinking about that for a while, but then I'm like, shouldn't say anything. Anyways, I'm gonna slump over whatever the fuck is on my side. This thing.
Just keels over.
Just keels over on the rock next to you.
I'm dead now, like, for I'm real.
I'm dead.
Do we all just do that? Oh, I'm still hiding. I'm a good hider.
No, I'm just...
I don't know about you guys.
I have a question. If we were to, you know, lay in the river that's clearly in the middle of us, would we float down the river?
Technically, you can.
Sendo's in the water.
Could I try and just, like, float my little skinny buddy down the river? Subtly, you know, look like I'm dead?
It'd probably just sink, yeah. Wouldn't it?
I think.
I don't know.
It's the gas in your body that makes you float. Your bones do sink, though.
Bones will sink, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well then, can I commando crawl down the bottom of the river then? It's a skeleton. Just like commando crawl.
Okay, so this obviously is a spectacle, so they're getting distracted. So this is a perfect opportunity to eavesdrop on thy opponent.
Maybe they're gonna walk towards us, and if we're all pretending to be dead...
I'm gonna casually go chill in these bushes.
Okay, quick question. Blake and Ursa, what do you guys do?
Do we see the all three of the whatever they are?
Yeah.
So we know that they're here. Do we know if they're bad? Do we actually know? We don't actually know if they're bad.
You do not.
Can I approach them and talk to them?
You may.
That's what I was thinking as well.
You hear them scream, and immediately they point their weapons at you. Everyone, roll initiative.
I knew it.
Even when I'm just pretending to be dead?
Yeah.
Fire for initiative, John.
They will not attack you because they don't know that you're there.
Okay, but
what's a flat D20, right?
Is it?
Plus one because it's based off dex.
Oh,
yeah.
Plus one? How do you...
I got an
11. Roll the D20.
I'm staying in water, guys.
Nice, Blake. Let's go. I'm liking that numbers.
Be rolling the rolls. Roll the rolls with the rolls.
You may, in the turn order, you can just add your own number there.
Mine is the green one, obviously, right?
It was purple.
But on the like, it highlights the bar that your name is in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so am I still hidden, or am I rolling as well?
Did you roll a 19 or?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't roll. Oh, you didn't roll a plus one. Yeah,
Even if you're hiding, you should roll, and then they don't know that you're there.
So should
I? So you can just like skip your turn if you want.
Can I reroll my stealth? No. Do I know stealth?
So we're definitely doing a combat.
Yeah. Basically, with my hands.
Wait, John, I kind of cut out for a bit, so it is initiative, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fucking damn it. Oh, I got 18.
I'm hitting the pull-up gang sign, and then I'm chilling in the bush.
I'm just lying in the water, looking into the sky. It's beautiful.
Oh, you're also chilling.
Yeah.
Lol, you're the only one with a weapon. Oh, shit, I thought I had one, too.
I just picked up a big stick. Fuck off.
It would be so nice to have an extra 2 damage, you know what I'm saying? A 1d4 was pretty okay to be working with right now.
Yeah, but what does my stick now give me, you know?
Same as your fisticuffs.
Okay, Oz. You're up.
I'm chilling.
Gotcha. Luna.
Hmm.
You're up.
Can I just yell at them? Be like, no, hold on. Wait, we're not. Wait, hold on. Don't freak out. I know this is super. This is probably not something you see every day.
So we'd get one.
You can
more,
put those down.
One more damage, Jimsy.
We just want some answers.
They look confused, almost like they don't know what you're saying.
Oh no. Do you speak English? Hello? No? Espanol? Not anybody?
Are they still? They don't know what's going on, do they?
Yep.
Okay, I think we might have a bit of a problem. Well, this is very awkward. I'm just gonna
move this way. Can I try to grab one of the enemy's weapons?
When it's your turn.
Sorry, I was asking a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go here and pick up a rock? And just toss a little rock like over this boulder at them, like so.
You are there. 25 feet. Yeah, you can.
Okay, let's do that. What do I roll?
Give me a nat 20 with dex, so that's +1. 20. Yeah, that it. Roll for damage. Roll. 1d8 +1.
So 7.
7 damage, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. On the closest one. This one.
Yeah. That one.
As it hits them, I'm just like, sorry! I just, I don't know how we're gonna have to communicate with our fisticuffs. Okay, I'm done.
This is going to go up to you. What? 11. Does that hit you? What's your AC?
10.
My AC... It's... Let me double check. It's 10.
10. That does hit. One thing at all. Take 5 damage.
Take 5 damage.
I'm still hiding, correct?
Yeah. They don't know you're there.
I want to crawl as close as physically possible.
Gotcha.
In the water, of course. In the water.
Go 19 stealth.
I'd say roll stealth again because that would... Actually, the water streaming. Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Hey, how far can I walk? Double check. Movement speed is...
Probably look like, yeah.
Right, I'm good there. and I stay in the stealth.
That's how you are.
Okay, can I disarm the enemy closest to me and take his weapon?
Roll. Do a dexterity check.
Dexterity check.
Then I'll do a closing. Save. Efficiency. Ooh, got a 7. You're able to swipe away a dagger?
Yes. Now I can finally engage some fisticuffs.
Love some good fisticuffs.
That is your action, though.
Okay, so is my turn over, or can I do something else?
You can't do anything.
Okay.
As they attempt to approach you, you hear a horn. All of you.
Oh no.
And they just immediately ignore you guys and leave.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
It didn't go too bad. We got a real weapon out of it.
What did you get?
A knife. Or dagger.
That's 1d6 damage.
Still better than nothing.
Yep, you got a dagger. I assume what I picked up was just a lot, like a piece of tree.
1d4, sorry.
Oh, wait, what? For real? You wouldn't say I got one for free, hey? Damn! Who's my
way too? Daddy is touch.
Okay, cool. I want to go back to the cave.
So gotcha.
I'm piecing out from here. Poof. How do I erase my little dummy? What's the button for that?
Right click on it.
It doesn't really give me much. Okay, cool. Left click. Or delete button. Thank you, James. Where the fuck is my backspace? Oh, there we go. Poof.
Yep. What did the rest of you do?
I wanted to start a conversation with Luna.
Gotcha.
So, I'd like to ask, why do you want to keep dying?
Why do you want to keep living?
Well, there's so much to experience. Even though I'm just bones.
Can you feel anything when we touch it now? We can't eat. We probably can't sleep. Pretty sure we can't fuck. So, I appreciate your childlike wonder about how much there is left to experience in the world, but I do think it was meant to be over, and maybe we're just stuck in some limbo glitch, the last cruel card played by fate. Honestly, it's a joke. The only reason I didn't run up to those guys after I knew that they would kill us is because I'm not sure if they'd decapitate me, if I'd actually die, and I'd really wouldn't want to be a floating head in this little river for the rest of eternity.
Well, firstly, if you were just head, I'll just carry you around, just in a sack. Then you can always just give in some quips if needed. If we need you to distract someone, we can always just throw you. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, don't you want to know why we're like this? How did we end up like this? Mm-hmm. Together in that very dark, disgusting cave.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Ursa.
Ursa, hi. I'm Blake Rose Madden. It's really nice to meet you. I really appreciate your naivety. It's kind of cute, actually, but I don't know who you are, where you came from, or the life you lived, but me personally, I feel like I've lived far more life than I should have in my little blimp of existence. So, I'd like to know why, but only just to finish it off, you know?
And I walk up to them and just like, you're damn morbid.
We're all skeletons, honey. I think you're pretty fucking morbid too, but hey.
I can say I enjoy having a second chance to figure out who killed me. If I got killed, did I die naturally?
You got vengeance on your mind, hey?
Yes, pretty
much. That's the first thing I feel like I can relate to.
Hey, if I got killed, I'm gonna kill my killer. If I died a natural death, god fucking damn it.
But how do we know we're even in the same world? Who are those people? What are they? Why are they here? What was that horn? Why did they run away? There's so much we don't know.
Hear me out. You're too logical to be this depressing.
That's a talent I have among many.
Your talent sucks.
All right.
Get a better one.
Well, maybe we should start somewhere. We can't just wander around aimlessly.
But we don't know where we are. We need to do that until we have some sort of direction. No?
That is...
I agree with you there.
Are we hearing this conversation, or is it just like a mumbled out kind of thing?
You do hear it, yes.
You can hear it, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm not keeping it a secret, like, it's whatever.
Oh, no, I just wanted to know if it's, like...
Okay. We're too far to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if we're gonna wander around aimlessly, our best bet right now is... I feel like we should wait for Oz, was it? Maybe? But also, maybe we should follow the people who just went away. We're entirely lost. We have no idea where we are. Maybe if we follow the alive human, we can figure a little bit out.
That's I would rather do that than be a skull in a sack. Yes. Let's do that. I think it's a great idea.
She's gonna hold this against me, isn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. I'm out. I just walk forward. I'm following the noise. I'm not listening anymore.
I'm just gonna sit on this rock and wait for Oz, see if he comes back.
Should we make a trail for you, maybe, or?
Yeah, sure. Make some sort of trail so I can find it easily.
Okay, I'm gonna try to grab leaves. And every 5 step, I'm just gonna, put them behind
us. Leaves in a forest is not gonna be very helpful, I'm gonna be very honest.
What about our rib cages?
I mean,
no.
Hear me
I'm not
out.
Breaking my ribcage for that. What do you mean?
So it begins.
You have a dagger, right? On each tree, cut an arrow in the tree in the direction you're going.
No.
Like every 3 trees or something. You got a dagger. Might as well use it to help me find you when we need to be found.
Good suggestion, fellow. Let's do that.
No. We're dropping down the leaves. If you cannot find it, that's on you.
A skill issue, you say? The skill issue is you thinking that the leaves would work in a forest. I'm pretty sure every 5 steps I'll find 1,000 leaves.
Good.
Might the leaves not be blown away?
Exactly my point. You never know which leaf.
Good luck, buddy.
Just
see ya.
The trees or something.
Don't worry, I'll cut it for you.
Thank you. These two.
Oz.
Yes.
As you make your way back to the cave, the horned rabbits all look at you and block your path.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. The bunnies.
So I'm still carrying the book around with me, you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it increase my range by 5 meters?
No.
Okay. Let me perception how strong compared to the other bunnies that singular bunny is in the middle, right?
Roll inside.
Inside is let's see. Inside is 2. Oh, wisdom. Minus 2, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Shit.
You can tell that the smaller ones, you can probably handle 1 or 2.
Yeah, the small ones have only got 4 HP.
But the big one You can't cage its strength.
Oh no, well, he's gonna die.
It appears that I have met my... Fuck, you know, if someone just left the motherfucking stick with me. Wait, is he chilling with the horn, my trophy? Does he have my trophy?
No, you do not see the horn.
I'm guessing I can't go any further than this now, can I? That's how much HP I've got again, 22. I'm gonna turn around and go back to the fucking wherever we were at.
Gotcha. Everyone else, those of you who chose to look for the hunters, wants to roll me a group survival.
No pressure.
Gotcha, minus one.
Who had the best rolls today?
Not me. I'm out.
I believe it was Ursa. Ursa had the best.
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't disappoint us now.
Okay. It's as minus one.
Also, but he can do it.
Okay, is it a minus one?
Yeah.
Good luck. Nice.
Ooh. Why does that thing keep on doing that?
You're able to track them down.
18.
And from a cliff, you see a village.
Wow.
Okay. I do not trust this.
No, me neither.
Maybe we should just stake it out. Watch them.
Uh-huh.
And maybe gather some information.
Who wants to roll perception?
Perception.
Oh, definitely not me. I'm fucking out of here.
Okay, is it plus one or plus two for perception or minus?
Minus one.
Minus one?
Mm-hmm. 12. You're able to tell that from what you see, a lot of them have, a lot of them are armed. And they appear to be some sort of hunter tribe.
Are they monster hunters?
You don't know.
The silence is deafening.
Can't you hear the birds?
What birds?
It's so beautiful, but...
What kind of bird crickets? Was that?
I don't know if I even have ears anymore. Can we skirt around in the trees to go around the tribe to find even more information?
Roll stealth. Group stealth.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Is it a minus one or plus one?
Plus one.
Oh God. 19. You're the one that's gonna be rolling for today. Sheesh.
I don't know how this keeps happening.
While you stealthily make your way around the village. They are a tribe of monster hunters. And not just monster hunters, but it also seems to be some sort of cult. Oh, as well.
Oh, I love a good cult.
Of course you do.
Sounds about right.
Otherwise, they look like normal hunter gatherers. Just heavily armed.
Okay. Can we see a way to like get around them? To
Roll perception.
Oh god. What's that again? Minus.
Minus one.
No.
You do not.
Yeah, thought as much. My rolls are poop today.
We go back to Draven and Oz. Draven. Hey,
what's up?
You see Oz.
I'm pissed. What's up, Draven?
What's wrong, Oz?
Well, unfortunately, it seems like my cruel days as a cruel suck, as a cruel ringleader, has come back to bite me in the ass, because it appears the bunnies are still sitting there, blocking my path.
Hear me out. How many are there?
If I can remember correct, there was about plus minus 5 to 6 small ones, and then one big ass one, right? But like small ones, we could easily deal with. Like, I mean, you beat them twice and they kind of die. The big one, I couldn't really gauge his strength, so it seems like I need my whip and chair.
Hear me out. We can slowly pick off the small ones.
The problem is the big one. He's there. Yeah.
We take down a few small ones. We have weapons to fight the big one.
Are we going to bait and switch here? Is that what you're saying?
Best option.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors to see who's the bait. Wait, but you've got a big stick, so it appears I'm the bait.
Here's a bait. We draw one in. We hit it real fucking hard with the stick. Break the horn off. Continue on.
They're gonna obviously attack in pack logic, so we can't break the horn off, but we're gonna basically tunnel them so we get to the big one. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, then I'm gonna have to say we get a stick for you as well. A really big one, sturdy enough for us to at least either kill or knock out the smaller ones.
Question, did you see anything left behind with those group of whatever the guys were sitting?
No,
is there anything left there?
I don't know. I didn't check myself. But if you want to quickly check there and then...
I'm just going to glance over and like see if I can see anything on the floor shining. Do I see anything?
You see some pebbles and rocks.
Okay, shit.
I want to see if I can make any sort of weapon out of a rock, please.
Can I make a whip out of some vines and shit? Question
sounds
mark.
Like a plan.
Both of you roll intelligence.
Let's fucking go. Let's go. I love you, John. I love you, John.
Let's fucking
go. Minus two, right? It's minus two, right?
Mm-hmm. Blessed be the gods of rolling.
14.
8.
Nope.
Oh, fucking damn it.
Can I use that to like craft a spear, maybe?
Nope.
Okay, I'm just going to pick up a big stick.
Yeah, so we both going heavy sticks.
Bunga bunga.
I know who the good players are and who the evil players are, Jesus.
Excuse you. It's not evil, it's resourceful. In a situation in which we don't know shit, it's best to have a weapon. Yes, it's cruel to kill innocent things, but in a survival situation, best option we have.
Talking about, I pick up my stick. How long is
little
my stick?
Did
question
they
mark.
Know the rock was the better.
Probably
choice.
Like 2 centimeters.
The fuck? That's bullshit, one. John. Don't do like that, you dick.
Like 6.
So 5
inches.
Meters off range, right?
6 to 5 meters.
You can give me 5. Give me five more feet of range.
No.
Do me a favor, right? How big is the type stick? Because I'm trying to get a log, like a club type looking stick, if I could.
Bro, we just got fisticuffs. That's all
I'm
we gotta do.
I'm picking up a fucking stick to hit shit.
Just go fisticuffs.
Okay, you grab sticks long enough to hit for 5 feet.
Nice.
I'm gonna try and sharpen the tip of mine.
Let's just go. Let's go smite some bunny rabbits.
And then we're gonna
hang their corpses in front of all the ones that were like, oh, look at these cute little buddies. Oh, look how cute they are.
You can do that. I just want the leather to at least disguise ourselves in some sort of way. Because I don't trust humans that...
Smash some skulls in. You're talking too much. Let's
go. Okay, fine. Let's fucking go, you weirdo.
Let's go. And away we go.
Wee!
we move to the rest.
Damn, that was quick.
Yeah.
What do y'all do?
What can we even do?
I'm not really sure it's a good idea to be here in the first place because, you know.
Maybe we should send someone to go act like one of their gods.
I think we're missing some flesh and tendons and sinews and
who says that speak to them?
Mm-hmm.
That's precisely why my plan is to knock one of them out, steal their clothes, and then we just make the plan up as we go.
I mean, have at it. I wish you the best of luck in that endeavor, but I don't think that's a smart move.
Maybe I should think about it a bit more.
I know it's hard without a brain, but, you know.
Do you want to end up in a sack at this point?
Well, I mean, depends who's asking. Who's offering to put me in a sack? Not you, honey. That's fine. But maybe someone else.
I think I prefer you as a whole skeleton, so I will not be offering that.
I do miss my tits, gotta say. Anyway,
well, then.
I just look at you. That's it.
I stare blankly. If I could,
if I could wink at you right now, I would.
I would wink back.
Oh my! Wow, I'm quite blushing straight to my bones.
Jesus, oh God.
We really
do.
We have to do something. We're just stood in the trees staring down at this
place. Okay, well, does anyone feel hungry? No. Okay, so we don't need food. We probably don't need warmth. We probably don't need much shelter, right? So what is the point? What is the goal? Where is the anything? Where is the pleasure? There's nothing on us left that can feel good.
As you say that.
Yeah?
Well, a blue window appears in front of all of you.
A blue window.
The fuck?
Interesting. Yeah.
Can I put my hand near the blue window quest. And does something
your happen? Hand goes through it.
Oh, I step right in there. I'm out. Peace.
No, I mean like it phases through it.
Yeah. I go. I'm going.
It's not that type of window.
No, I know. Like, is there anything on the blue window or is it just like a blue window?
You see the words system loading.
Well, that's something you don't see every day.
Sick hide.
And we'll end the session there.
What will next week's adventure hold? You will have to tune in and find out. Until we meet again.